And welcome back to Hacker Public Radio. This is Peter Nicolaitis from the Fresh Ubuntu podcast. Today, I'm going to be taking a bit of a different approach and covering something not overly technical, but something that all of us hackers, we ought to be aware of. And that is basically a little bit of desktop ergonomics. The reason I'm talking about this today is that just yesterday I was diagnosed as having bursitis, and that's a rather painful inflammation, in my case, in my shoulder. And it makes certain things like opening doors and sometimes moving the mouse quite painful. So that got me thinking about RSIs and other things that we get from sitting hunched over a PC all day. And if you're like me, you probably spend a good amount of time at your computer and not enough time stretching to make up for this. Now, it was, I think, over a year ago. I remember there was a woman that was interviewed. I don't remember her name, but she was on the Linux Link Tech Show. And I remember her saying how, like, the worst possible thing for any human being was to sit at a computer for more than an hour a day, something to that effect. And I remember Link going off on her, and I thought it was one of the funniest episodes ever. I'm going to have to try to dig that one up. Anyway, I'm not quite as extreme as her. Obviously not, otherwise I wouldn't be in the computer industry. But what I've done is just collected a few simple exercises that you can do to help ease the strain that you're putting on your body by sitting at your desk all day. Now, there are tons of ergonomic resources out on the internet. I'm not going to go through a lot of them, but I'll link a couple here in the show notes. And the best thing you can do for starters is make sure that your desk and your chair are set up properly for you. And basically, that usually involves you sitting at mostly right angles, making sure that all of your joints, whether your hips, your knees, your arms, etc., are at right angles when you are sitting at your desk. So if your chair is too high, and for instance, like maybe just barely your toes are touching the floor, then your chair needs to be lower. And if you feel like your desk is too high as a result, then you probably need a lower desk. So something, these are things that you need to pay attention to and need to adjust so that you have the right height. Otherwise, you may develop an injury or pain like I did where your desk was too high, and as a result, you're constantly lifting your shoulder too much, and that may have been a contributing factor to my injury. So that's one thing to do, is make sure that your desk and your chair are set up properly. You also want to make sure that your monitor or flat panel display is set up at the right height. It should not be too low so that your neck is always hanging down, or too high so that you're always straining up to look at it. There are some different schools of thought. I personally prefer to have the monitor just slightly below straight ahead so that I'm looking down slightly when I look at the monitor. But do a little digging in to see what your own personal preference is on that. But if you feel any sort of strain when you're sitting at your desk, you want to look into that and adjust accordingly. Now, one thing that I think I feel a lot when I'm sitting at the desk is I feel the strain in my shoulders. And my friend said the expression he used to describe it was, the shoulders love the ears. Basically, that was his way of describing how, you know, the shoulders would creep up over time. If you ever walk outside and a chill wind, you know, like a gust of wind goes through and you all hunch up, that's exactly the same kind of thing that happens over time as you're sitting at the computer. You know, your shoulders will kind of like creep up. And what you don't realize is that that's putting a lot of tension on your muscles and tendons and then the joints in the whole neck and shoulders area. One great way to work that out is to take, if you have an exercise band, like an elastic band, that's great, but you don't need that. If you have like an old t-shirt, or in this case, I have a smart wool sock here, which is about a foot or so in length, what you can do is grab the sock or the t-shirt by the ends so that your arms are about, well, in my case, about a foot and a half apart, and hold it out in front of you. So I'm going to try to demonstrate this. Of course, you can't see it because it's not a video cast, but hey, hold it out standing up straight, and then what you want to do is grab both ends of the sock and try to get your shoulder blades to come together. So you're basically opening up the chest portion, everybody, opening up your chest and clenching your back. This is almost exact opposite of what happens when you normally sit at a computer. If you can envision yourself hunched over, that's the position that people normally end up getting into when they sit at their computer. You want to do the opposite. You want to unfold, open up your chest, open and clench up the scapula or your shoulder blades. So do that and then hold the sock out in front of you. And just hold that position, pulling out on the sock, and hold that position for about 15 seconds. And you should feel the stretch pretty quickly in the shoulder and the scapula area. Now, if the sound, the volume levels are changing a little bit, it's because I'm moving back and away from the mic as I actually do these stretches. So once you've held that for about 15 seconds or more, if you're comfortable with it, you can repeat the stretch, this time straight up. So again, bring your shoulder blades together as much as you can while gripping the ends of the sock, and this time hold your arms straight above your head. So you're doing the same stretch. You're like Superman, flying straight up, and again, pulling that. And you should feel that anywhere from your shoulders all the way down to the middle of your back. And afterwards, it feels really great. It may hurt while you're doing it. You don't want to do it so much that it really, really hurts, but you should at least feel the stretch, which is a good thing. Once you've held that for 15 seconds or so, hold your arms down behind your back, straight behind. So just grab the sock and, you know, on both ends with the sock behind you, and do the same stretch, again, clenching your shoulder blades, but this time with the sock down. So down, you know, at around hip level. So you're doing the same thing. Now you're like, like the human cannonball or whatnot. You're flying forward, but your arms are down behind you, you know, down by your side.
Because the tendency when you're doing this stretch is to lean forward.
Feel it.
Well, that's not really going to help.
And the shoulder area.
The point is to raise
your arms
up.
And again,
what you can do is
do the same stretch once again, holding all the shoulder blades
together. Grab the sock,
but try to bring your arms up with both hands.
This is probably the hardest variant of this whole stretch.
Shoulder blades together.
You want to bring your arms up.
Behind your back,
standing
so
straight.
Instead of raising them out in front of you, you're raising
this,
your arms up behind you.
This is kind of tricky. Squat, for instance, with your back to your desk or to a table, and actually, you know, get yourself more of a stretch. But that's kind of advanced. I would not recommend that if you're new to this, or if you're likely to fall over, because then you could really wrench your arms out of their, you know, out of whack. So you may not want to start with that.
But again, grab the sock, hold it behind you, clenching those shoulder blades tight, arms about a foot, foot and a half apart, and just raise them up as high as you can hold them until you feel the stretch. You don't want to feel, you know, like extreme pain, obviously. And then just hold it there for about 15 to 30 seconds. And again, when you're done, you let those go. After you've done all four of those stretches, you should feel an improvement in your shoulders all around. You should feel your muscles be a little more relaxed, like they've gotten some exercise. And this will help you long term. It will help you cope with hours a day of sitting at the keyboard. So do these stretches. Literally, they take a minute, right? I gave you four positions, and each one takes about 15 seconds. So you can spend 1 minute a day and help undo a lot of the hunched up posture that we get from sitting at PCs all the time. There are a number of other stretches you can do if you're interested in stuff like this. Things that you can do sitting on the floor, sitting in your chair, all sorts of things. Great things for your lower back and your hips. I'm not going to cover those right now because, again, I said shoulders are the most common place where we need the work. So that's it. That's not really a super technical thing, but again, I think something that applies very much to the hacking community. So stand up straight, guys. You know, there's no excuse for poor posture. All right, until next time, this is Peter from the Fresh Ubuntu podcast. You can follow us over there at freshubuntu.org, and my blog is over at pn72.com. And if you got any questions about stretching or shoulders or the wonders of bursitis, just drop me a note. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.